the message this morning, and you're so happy to be here. And that way she'll be relaxed and she'll lighten up. And just extend your hands out to her tonight and say, Lord, I receive by your Holy Spirit the gift that you've put in Izzy for the strengthening of the church, the equipping of the believers, that we may come to a knowledge of the fullness of God. My heart is open, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Just to see how many of you were here this morning as well. Just a show of hands, I can. Oh, wow. So it's quite a few, probably most of you. Oh, it's good. You came back. That's a good sign. For those of you who weren't here this morning, we were just saying that we actually worked in this building. It kind of looked a little bit different, but must have been about, 20 years ago? About 20 years ago? Because we've been married for 26 years. And we have 6 children, ranging from 17 down to 3. And before we had kids, we started off full-time ministry, and it was called Victory Faith Center when it was meeting here. And I think we faced that way. I was trying to figure it out when I walked in. I'm sure it was that corner. We'll be that corner, right? And I just thought I'd tell you a bit of my testimony, just a snippet, of some of the things that just happened in this place when we worked here. And it was just, for me, a real journey of going deeper with God. But I remember the one particular time, and I was 27 years old. It was my 27th birthday. And I was crying out to God during a time of worship. And I just said, God, you know what? I want to live the next 27 years differently. I'm not satisfied. I just felt so dissatisfied. I mean, we didn't have kids, and that wasn't really the reason as much. It was just, I was empty. I felt like there was no depth to my walk. There was no passion in me. Something needed to just go deeper. And I just remember just crying out to God, and I was hungering. We'd gone through several meetings, probably about 30 days in a row, it was called then City of Life. And Rodney Howard Brown came through and probably didn't realize that it was going to carry on. I think it was supposed to be like 3 days of ministry, which became 30 in a row. And it was just an amazing, just deluge of God, just the love of God and the outpouring of His Holy Spirit on us. And it was amazing. I mean, we came back into these meetings, and that was on a piece of carpet somewhere near that brown door over there. And I was just laying out when I was crying out to God. And in an instant, He just took me up. I felt like, I don't know whether I was in the body or out of the body, but I was gone. And I saw these two angels just beckoning me with their hands. They didn't speak. They just went like this. Two angels. And we floated up this hill. As I followed them, we just got all carried up in this hill. And I saw on the top of this hill, it was like a huge crater. And it was filled with light. And way in the distance, I knew the throne of God was there. It was just glory. It was just radiating beauty and light and acceptance. And all in the distance, in this crater, was filled with newborn children that were worshiping. Just as far as I could see, there were just thousands and thousands and thousands. Like the photo that you'd see in one of those Africa crusades in Nigeria, whatever you have. It was like that. It was like a sea of people just with their little hands, their little baby hands lifted up. And I was just in absolute awe. I was like, where am I? What is this? What's going on? And no sooner did I come out of that than I went into the audible voice came to my body, and he said, put your hand to your ear. And I put my hand to my ear, and my ear started buzzing. And it was around about December, where you get those beetles that fly around here. Do you still get those? They still come visiting? And they just came in a flood through the door. So I thought, oh, goodness, I've got one of those in my ear. So, because it was buzzing like that, like I had one of those. It was just going... Anyway, my ear was vibrating like anything. And he said, I want you to know that I've called you, that you're not called by man, that you're not called because you're married to Finn. You're called because I called you to myself. He says, you'll hear me and you'll speak what I say. And I got up a different person. He told us some very many other wonderful promises that were fulfilled. He said, you will see songs go throughout the nations. And at that time, our music hadn't really traveled that far. I came out of that, and I'll tell you what was different about me. I didn't really care what people thought about me so much. Isn't that the great part about being baptized in the Holy Spirit? If you feel self-conscious, you just need to get filled more. You know, so that what you're aware of is greater than the awareness of people around you. Like, I don't want my worship to be limited to the status quo. Like, really, I don't. I mean, I need to worship the way I love Him. I'm not trying to put on a show. I want to abandon myself. I'm not really an extrovert, I want you to know. I'm really quite, Finney will tell you this, quite a quiet person. I'm happier just tootling off on my own, staying at home with the kids. Don't particularly like to get into a plane and go off and, you know, razzmatazz. I'm a homebody. I love being at home. My kids didn't go to childcare. I wanted to be at home. I like baking. I like being at home. I love doing the laundry. This sounds crazy to some of you, but God's taught me so many lessons in the laundry. But before I go into laundry, let me just say this. Many years later, I was listening to a clip by Bob Jones, a well-known prophet, probably more so in the United States than he would be in Africa. I don't think he's traveled in Africa much at all. But he's well-renowned and respected by many world leaders in the church. Many, you know, he's tested and proven. He's probably in his 80s now. And he was talking on a YouTube kind of clip about Mount Zion and how the number 27 was the number of Mount Zion. And how, I don't know how he got this, to be honest, because I'm still looking into trying to figure out how he got that, but I'll tell you why it struck me. It was my 27th birthday, and I suddenly realized that where the Lord had taken me was to the top of Mount Zion. Because Mount Zion is not a place. It's people. It's a mountain made of people. And so I want to read to you a scripture from Hebrews, because I'm real excited about this. Okay, Hebrews, hang on, I'll get there. This is a new Bible. It's kind of difficult to get around. The pages are all stuck together. All right. Hebrews 12 and verse 18. Says this. Hang on. How am I doing? You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word was spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. And this is what was commanded. Even if an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. That's pretty extreme, isn't it? The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear. Verse 22 says, but this is what you've come to. You've come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. Amazing how people get like all wild. Like, if you talk about you see an angel, the first thing they go to is like, do you worship angels? I mean, like, I don't think the writers of the Bible were that perturbed, because they spoke about angels a whole lot. It's mentioned about probably 400 times in the Bible. And loads of those were John, their disciple, having encounters with them. So it's very normal. But any case, that was just on the side for free. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You know that word firstborn is actually plural. So although in English we look at it firstborn, it actually means lots of firstborns. Okay? All right. So the church of the firstborn, I guess, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. And when I read that, I realized, wow, God, you are revealing to your children what you are doing in these times. How many of you want to know more and know Him more and be a partaker of what He's doing on the earth? Don't you want to do that? You know, you want to partner with Him? That's who we're yoked with. We are yoked with Holy Spirit. We're not just bodies going around performing Christianity. We are Christians, the anointed ones, representing Him. We have the Holy Spirit, who it says is an impression. It's like a royal seal on the inside of us. You know what a seal was? was the kings would have a seal, a ring that was like a signet ring that they would seal their documents with. And it was like as the king decreed it, no one could undecree it, basically. The king's word was the king's word. And once that word was sealed and the decree went to the land, what was spoken was carried out. The king's words, the king of heaven's words are the same. He puts his spirit on you and he impresses himself with a seal. So he is impressing on the inside of you who he is, who you are, what he's speaking to you. And I want you to know you can really trust Holy Spirit. Sometimes I find people have more faith in being deceived than they do in the greatness of who Holy Spirit is. You know, I know sometimes I was sharing some experiences back in Sydney and a couple of people came to me and they were like, it's all very subjective, all these experiences you're having. How do you know you're not being deceived? So I went back to the Bible and I looked up deception and I saw a very simple analogy here. In James it speaks about, look, be careful that you don't hear something and don't do it because you're going to deceive yourself. So I thought, oh, there's deception. That you can hear something and not do anything about it. That's more deception than having experiences. Everything I want to read about, I want to experience. I don't just want to read about it. I don't want to go to a restaurant and memorize the menus, for goodness sake. I want to go there. I mean, imagine if I could just recite to you all the Chinese menus, all the Chinese places around here. You'd be so wowed, wouldn't you? Now, I don't know about that. I mean, I want to be able to tell you, I ate at that restaurant. You know which number is good? Number 28. That's a great takeout. They never duff up on that one. I'm telling you, that's a great number. Okay, number 18 and number 28. We order those two. Okay, for our family, we gotta order three of each and rice, you know, for Asia. But anyways, that's another story. Where was I? Okay. Experiences. So I want to taste. When I read that scripture, taste and see that the Lord is good, I want to know, well, how the heck do I do that? Because I'm telling you something, once I experienced the Lord, I mean, that experience I had when I was 27 years old wasn't my first experience. I got saved at the age of 15 with an encounter with Jesus himself. He met me on the beach. He sat next to me. And I remember the one thing that I felt next to this man is that I was not aware of being female next to him. I wasn't afraid of him. I didn't think he was trying to chat me up. And when you're 15, isn't that the first thing that comes to your mind? Isn't it? You kind of think, who's this guy? I mean, he was really tall. He had dark hair. I mean, that's like who I married. Hello. I mean, I kind of like that look, you know. Tall, dark haired, and you know. But this dark haired man sat next to me. And he asked me what I was doing at the water's edge. And I was on the edge of my life. I just said, you know what? I actually had it. I had all the whole lot of stuff happen to me. And I didn't really want to live. I said, actually, do you really want to know? I don't want to really live. I'd love to just jump off the edge of this pier and never come back. And he said, oh, don't do that. He said, I'll have to come and save you. And then he just disappeared. So when I went back to my house in my room, I just said, oh, God, I'm not satisfied with religion. I want to know you. I want to taste you. I want to know you for myself. I want to know if you're real. And I'm telling you, we need to preach a gospel that makes people want to taste and see who he is. Because Jesus came tangibly to the earth so that people could touch him, feel power come out of his body. They felt virtue come into their bodies. They knew there was a change in their bodies. There was a change to their way of thinking. Women crossed boundaries that they never would before. They would sit at his feet and be taught by them, which was an offense. I'm telling you, people, we are lucky to be living in these days. There was stuff going on. There were boundaries being broken and mindsets being shattered because of his presence. And he said, it's better that I go away, like Finn was saying this morning, because I'm going to send one who's just the same as me, and he's going to continue the legacy through you. The best part of this is there's going to be a whole lot of you being birthed. I don't just believe I'm following Christ. I believe I'm representing him on the earth, and I'm reproducing him. When Mary was carrying Jesus, she really was carrying Jesus. I sometimes stop and I think, I mean, especially when I was pregnant, because like, you know, I went woohoo lots of times. And I used to think, what was it like to be Mary and to be thinking, I'm carrying the Son of God? Like, wouldn't you just be a little careful? But that's an amazing thought. But you know what? When you're full of the Holy Spirit, guess what you're doing? You're carrying Jesus. We walk differently. We start to waddle around. The fuller you get, the more funny you start to look. I'm telling you. Don't tell me, pregnant women, that you can retain your dignity unless you're one of those everybody envies and you can walk regally all the way through to the labor ward. I assure you, there ain't no dignity left at the end. Jesus said, I will build my church on the continued revelation, Peter. You've just had something revealed to you, not by anybody. No man has called you, but my Father has. He says, you know what? I can build on that. And I'll continue building on that. We think we build the church. We work so hard. Build, build, build. We've got to build programs, and we build, and programs are not bad. But sometimes we carry the stress of, like, we've got to build. Jesus said, chill out. I said, I would build. You preach the kingdom, and I'll build. You preach the kingdom, I'll build. See, the kingdom, Jesus never even preached about the church. Did you know that? He preached the message of the kingdom. You check out all the gospels. He kept speaking about the kingdom. Loads of times. The kingdom of heaven. He said, it's, John the Baptist came and said, it's near. Kingdom of heaven's coming. Then Jesus came and he said, you know what? It's right here. It's, yeah, here it is. And you know what? You want to receive it, you've got to be one of these little kids. So you can receive the kingdom. Matthew speaks about forceful men since the days of John the Baptist have been forcefully advancing the kingdom. So you can advance the kingdom and you can do it forcefully, and forceful men lay hold of it, so you can lay hold of the kingdom. Okay, this speaks to me of a tangible language. If I can receive it, if I can have it in me, don't tell me you can't feel what's in you. Okay, all right, I don't always feel what liver is in me, but we're not just talking about a liver organ. We're talking about the kingdom, which is the king's domain. That's what the kingdom means. You know when the king's domain is in you because it starts to shift out all the other furniture. And Jesus starts to occupy the space, and you suddenly realize, hang on, he's just saying freedom. What do people think of me? Well, who cares? And you just flick off your shoes. Because this is the king's domain. What will my friends think? I don't know. Do they want to be in the kingdom? I want to have friends that spur me on. I want my friends to tell me, you good thing you just keep going. Hey? I want people to encourage me so that when I go out to the streets to those who are enemies of the cross, I'm encouraged. I don't want to go out like half-hearted. I want to be filled. So the kingdom of heaven is within you, the Bible says. The king's domain has come to be in you and to impress itself by the Holy Spirit, who said he will teach you. He'll instruct you. He'll remind you of all the things that Jesus said. He's a very good teacher. He's called Wonderful Counselor. He's no ordinary counselor. He's capital W. Wonderful Counselor. What am I going to do, holy, holy? What do I do? You know what? And he shows you another way. Now, we need people. But I'll tell you what, we need people in an extraordinary amount if we don't have holy, holy the way we can. Do you know that? You need people in an extraordinary way, and you will draw out of people so much if you don't know who lives in you. Because people start to relate very differently when they've been with holy, holy. And they've been in the presence of holy, they suddenly realize he's the provider. He's the counselor. He's the helper. He's the teacher. He's the instructor. He's the impressor. He's the transformer. He's the one who brings confidence. He's the peace. He brings every aspect of Jesus to you. He reveals every aspect of Jesus that you want to see. There's so much that he wants to tell you. You know all that Jesus said? Jesus said, I've got so much more I want to tell you. Kind of ran out of time. I got just so much. I mean, heaven is so vast. What my Father has made available to you is so vast. Your inheritance is so great, you've got to hold hands and grab it together. But you can't hold hands with people who don't believe you have the same inheritance. So why is it sometimes you can run with some people and others you keep like tripping over? What is that? You've got different inheritance, different understanding of inheritance. One still believes he's a pauper, maybe. And the other one believes he's a prince. You see, he said, I will make you kings, a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests and kings. He didn't come just to demonstrate. He came to fill us so that we demonstrate. He came to transform us so that it's ever increasing outpouring onto the earth. I tell you, this promise, this gospel is much more glorious than I think what some of us may have believed that it is. It's too glorious to keep quiet. It's too wonderful. It's too wonderful. He's too great not to worship. He's too outrageous. Everything that He's created, everything He's done, the provision He's made through Jesus. I mean, even if people haven't even heard the gospel, it says that they will see the display of His glory through the heavens and through creation. It'll speak to them. That's how incredible He is. He hasn't left a gap anywhere. He's got it all covered. And He's got you covered. Where are my shoes? Otherwise I can't reach the pulpit. Alrighty. It's quite funny to see yourself walking on either side. I'm not used to this. It seems like there's three people walking. It's quite spooky, isn't it? Gosh. He's good. He's so good. He's very, very good. I want to read to you one more scripture in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 3, I think. Okay. I'm just going to see what He wants to do. We belong to Him, hey? It's such a relief when you can just relax and know that you belong to Him and there's no stress. Alrighties. 2 Corinthians 3 and from verse 7 says this. Now if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, fading though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? Will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? I think that's a rhetorical question. If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with surpassing glory. And if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? And then further on, it begins to speak about now in verse 15. Even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. This is speaking of, you know, those who are preaching from the Torah and the people who don't believe in Christ. But it says, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Oh, so we can relax. The Lord is the Spirit. That's good. So, you know, do you know Holy Spirit is God? That's a relief too. Some people are really nervous about Holy Spirit, but you know He's God. He's very comfortable with Himself. He's very, very comfortable and secure. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
freedom.
Wow, okay. And we, now it speaks of us, you and I, everyone who's seated here. Seated. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Well, that's a lot of chunky stuff there. I'm just going to focus on one aspect, and that's this. Everything that's in the old is pointing to Jesus, really simply. When Jesus came, He was pointing to the Father. And He says, you know what? You come through Me, you get to Dad. When He got to Dad and He got ascended into heaven, both of them said, okay, Spirit, it's up to You now. It's Your turn. You go down. And everything that Spirit came to do was to make you everything that they are, so that the rest of the world would know. How else are they going to know? I'm not content with telling people, do you know Jesus is the way or the truth or the life? I need to be able to say to them, you know what? Do you want to know what it feels like? Do you want to know what comes out of my... Touch my hand. Feel this. Have you got a broken foot? Have you got something? I mean, sometimes people get healed. Sometimes people we pray for in the streets don't get healed. But we've lost nothing. They don't get worse. I've never seen anybody get worse. I have seen a woman with crutches running away from me when I offered to pray for her at the lights. And that was a miracle. She ran away from me. It was in a very rich area of town. And it was just appalling, the thought that I would actually pray for her at the lights. And she was in such pain, poor darling. And she just ran on her crutches. That was a sign and a wonder. Anyways, where was I? Everything the Spirit comes to do is to manifest all the feasts. So when you see Passover, what was he doing? He's manifesting Passover lamb to you, so that you know the sacrificed lamb, he never leaves you. He can't get unsacrificed. Hello? He was dead. He really, really was dead. He really, really rose again. It's too late. Can't go back. You've really, really got Passover lamb who sits on the throne. You've got his life in you. All right? Pentecost, they celebrated feasts. Guess what happens in Acts 2? They get to taste the feasts. They get what looked like tongues of fire in their heads. They began to speak in languages they didn't know, declaring the wonders of God to a whole bunch of other people they didn't know. And 3,000 people got to know all that they didn't really know but were coming to know. That was incredible. I mean, everyone was going, what's happening? What's going? Wouldn't you? Like, you've never seen this before. We've never seen this before. You know, sometimes people see manifestations in the Holy Spirit. I don't think, you know, they wonder, we've never seen rolling before. I've never seen lions roaring before. I've never seen this. I don't know if that's God. Like, we need to decide if it's God or not. I mean, hello, we've got so much time to waste. I mean, dear Jesus, I don't care if somebody's putting it on. At least they're so desperate for God. You know, hello, they're not outside doing something else. They're here. They're hungry. They're trying to shake like the other person. Who cares? They'll get the real thing, don't worry, because holy, holy is after them. He's a great big God. I wonder if it's in the flesh. Well, I'd be really worried if you left the flesh, to be honest. I prefer you to be in the flesh. Huh. Anyways, some of that was beyond you. Of course it's in the flesh. Do you know God loves your flesh? He says, this is your worship. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices. This is your spiritual worship. Do you know your body is spiritual? Don't flog your bodies. That's Gnosticism. Anyways, where was I? Yes, the holy, holy Pentecost coming on them and becoming Pentecost to people. Feast of the trumpets, feast of unleavened bread, feast of the harvests, when they would celebrate and they would blow the trumpets and say, you know what, it's harvest time. Hello, everybody, we've got a harvest time. Guess what? You become the trumpet, you become the mouthpiece of God to announce to people that they, the people you're witnessing, are God's harvest. All the feasts point to Jesus. Jesus pointed to the Father. He was ascended and he says, you now are seated in heavenly places. You look in Ephesians. You're seated with Christ in heavenly places and he's launching you from heaven down. We don't have to worship anymore going, open up the heavens, because God's written right next to you going, it's open already, honey. We're asking for things that have already been done and we're so exhausted we can't really get to ask for the things that haven't been done yet. You know, we tire ourselves out. When you get into the place of holy, and we're going to get into that probably more this week about what the glory is, and we haven't got time for that tonight, but just to know that the realm of the glory is the place where he's done it, everything, and it's a place of great ease. And you get to create worlds with your mouth. And you get to partake in the divine nature and you get to taste the goodies and you get to give goodies away and you get to give people samples, free samples, everywhere you go of what the kingdom of heaven is. It's not the kingdom of this world. It's the kingdom of heaven. It's what heaven is. It's what looks like in heaven. So you can expect to be in times of worship where people are laid out in the future more and more. And they're just lost in God. And the thousands and thousands of angels get so excited that people are hungry that they break in and people start to hear angelic voices. They start to hear, oh, we're in heaven. You know, little children. It said that he will still the avenger. He'll silence the foe through their praises. How crazy is that? You know why he does that? He says their praises magnify the Lord. When you magnify the Lord, he magnifies himself through you and he bores fire through you. I tell you, the best thing you can do when you're in a tight spot is praise. Did I say, do you feel like praising? No, that's besides the point. Never ever trust your feelings, really. You're probably going to feel wrong until you're in the place of the glory, and then you'll feel amazing things. Feelings are good. You want to feel good. How many of you like feeling good? Why do you eat chocolate? Because it feels good, doesn't it? Why do you watch funny programs? Because you feel good when you laugh, don't you? These are all things we taste in the kingdom. You get to taste. You get to eat. You get to feast. You get to laugh like crazy because He puts on a show. I tell you, the Lord is so funny. There have been times when I've been in His presence and I think, is this you, God? You are so, you're like the best stand-up comedian. He is ridiculously funny. He is amazingly funny. He cracks jokes a lot. I find when I'm walking around, like, he just whispers these little jokes, and I think, how do you come up with these things? And he's got such amazingly pure humor. It's like funny. It's just purely funny. I crack up all the time. He's just great. Do you know He's assigned angels to you? Those of you who've got a great sense of humor, do you probably know what it is? He's probably assigned angels to you that crack jokes. You're sharing in the inheritance of who you are. You're to make fantastic, pure, happy jokes for people, lighten the atmosphere. That's something of what you're called to do. Where's that lady who was leading worship tonight? Where are you? What are you doing over there? Oh, sorry, I'm teasing you. I'm pulling your leg. What is your name? Catherine. Catherine, you have an amazing angel that stands behind you. It's like golden. I believe there are many times where it's like He's giving you words. He's like the angels of the psalmists. The anointing of the psalmist is on you. I wonder if you can come forward. Can anybody hold your baby, or are you happy to be with you? Will your baby scream? If it's going to scream, bring the baby. We'll bless the baby too. Your baby's a psalmist too anyways. Come. Come, Finney, I want you to lay hands on him. Tan, I wonder if you can come lay hands too. Honey, you're also a psalmist. Come, lay hands on her. Well, I just want you to bless her. You don't have to, but that's okay. Can't force your kids at this age, eh? All righty. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. We just thank you for the release of the new sound, the new song. Shabba. We just thank you, Lord, for just strength to her. We thank you for a fresh baptism and a visitation. Thank you, Lord, that you'd minister to her in the hours of the night. Thank you, God, that she'll dream about different sounds, different songs. Thank you, Lord, that you reveal scriptures to her and that she'll sing about things that she's never sung about before. Thank you, reveal to her the secret of your heart that you will disclose to her. The Lord says that secret place are His secret things. And He reveals them to kings because you're searching them out. And Father, we just thank you for a tenacious spirit that has pushed through a lot of intimidation. We just thank you, God, that though she looks confident, God, that she's going to release not only just her confidence, but a torrid, just a whole generation of confident psalmists that release the glory of heaven wherever they go. Father, we thank you that out of these, Lord, you will birth, and out of this place will come street psalmists. We just thank you, Lord, that dancers and artists will come out of this place, that you're about to birth a whole new sound, and the face of the lion is going to be displayed. We just thank you for the lion of the tribe of Judah that roars over this house. We just thank you for the sound of confidence that goes beyond this territory to other places. We just thank you that this is not just for Catherine. We thank you that this is for many, many of you that are psalmists in your house. For many men that raise up the songs of deliverance in your home, in your businesses, in the place where you work, some of your college workers, some of you still students, that you raise up a sound where the lion of the tribe of Judah stands up and he roars through you. That sound is like the sound of many rushing waters, because those waters that come out of him come out of you. These are the waters that break out. Lord, release, release, release. Shabbat. Release, release, release. Shanda, we just thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the many songs that have come from this place over years of time. And we thank you that you're opening up fresh, new wellsprings of life, multiplying them, that this will be a place of songs for nations. Father, I thank you that I leave this word here as a deposit. I leave it as a deposit to share the inheritance of what you gave us when we were in this building. I thank you that these walls have memory. Well, some of them are new, but there's great memory anyways. That they've heard the people of God sing. I thank you, Lord, for the ground that they have blessed. Thank you that the atmosphere around this whole area changes and that crime decreases because the lion roars. We thank you, Lord, that you're pouring out the knowledge of the glory right across this place. That people would come even out of the flats, they would pour out of places to come and know what you're doing. What is the sound? What is this joy? What is the song? What is the song that you're wooing people with? And I thank you that you are wooing your people into deeper and deeper levels of intimacy. Thank you, Lord. I see a whole children choir on the side here. God's going to raise up choirs in the future. Whole choirs. I believe God's going to release many creative things in this place. He's going to stir up. I just see the scroll coming down and it's multicolored, multi-tasseled. The Lord is saying He's going to unroll what's to come through you. That you're on that roll. He says, rejoice because your name is written on that. And He's going to unroll you because you're on the book of life, but you also are the letters of life. You are living letters, letters of life to this place. The Lord bless you. Why don't you just lift up your hands? Catherine, yeah. Yeah, why don't we do that? Great idea. Thank you, Finn. Artists and psalmists, artists, singers, painters, writers, poets, the like, those of you who work with graphic arts, anything, why don't you stand up, please, right now. That's good. Musicians, dancers, ribbon wavers. Even if you're a wannabe artist, let me tell you, God's going to deposit something over you and increase what you give Him. Those who are hungry will get more. If you thought, I've always wanted to paint, Lord, I've always wanted to paint in the glory, you stand up, you're going to get that. Lift up your hands to heaven. You're receiving from His face. You're receiving from His presence. Holy, holy, we just thank you for your magnificent generosity towards us who believe. We just thank you right now for releasing a spirit of wisdom and revelation and creativity that comes from the throne of God. We just thank you right now just for a loosening of creativity within people. Even designers, clothes designers, those who like to put bits and pieces together, jewelry makers. Well, we just release that right now in the name of Jesus. We just loosen creativity. We call forth the gift that you are to this body. And we call forth the gift that you are to this nation. Shanda. We just thank you for the multi-colored creativity. We thank you for the dancers and the singers. Woo! Here comes the wave. Shaba. Where are the wave catchers? Shaba. Shaba. Let the waters run. Let the sound of His voice come out. He made us all different because His voice is like many rushing waters, not just one fountain. It says all our fountains are in Him. We come gushing out of His mouth. We're in Him and He's in us and He's gushing out of us. Shaba, thank you that you just loosen freedom. Thank you. Holy, holy. Shaba. Shikamandi, shikamandi, shikamandi. Shabala barabashinde. Thank you, Lord. 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 Increase. 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 Shanda. I just see on some of you, it's like this cloud is descending on your heads. Just more and more. Shaba. Shikaba. Shebalabara. Shikaba. Shende. For some of you, I just see you're going to be writing things down, writing fresh ideas. Some of you are just handing new ideas to others. Shaba. Some of you are scribes. You write down creatively what's happening. You're going to write down things that the Lord is doing. Some of you are illustrators. You're going to design and draw and make somebody else's work look better than what it is. You're called to work together, and I just release that over you, just the creativity to draw. Who is this lady here? Just receive, receive, Shabba. Waves, 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 waves. There's whole family anointings coming. We are whole families called to this. Shiva. Jesus. Shabala. Thank you. We're children of freedom, not slavery. Shabba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shabba. Fresh new sounds. Fresh new sounds. Fresh new sounds. Thank you, Holy, Holy. Thank you, Holy, Holy. We just let Him carry on doing. Shandai, Shiva. Lord's releasing right here. Just freedom, 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 freedom. There's a whole bunch of you just been saying, God, I want to worship outrageously. God is saying, kick off your shoes. Kick off your strapped up boots. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Shandai, thank you, Holy, Holy. Thank you, Holy, Holy. Is there a beautician here? I knew it was you. I looked at you, I thought you were a beautician. Lift up your hands. The glory of God is on you. Do you own your business? Ah, chi baba. Holy, holy, won't you just pour in blessing that she will not be able to contain. Thank you that you bring to her the people that she will minister to, that a whole group of people will minister to. Thank you for openings into people's lives. People's bodies will be healed as you lay hands on them. They don't even, you won't even know what they're sick until afterwards, and you'll know they're healed. Just the release of gifts of healing on you right now. Just release the glory. There's creative glory on you to release healing in a way that is so different. That's so sneaky of God. You make them beautiful inside and outside. Jesus. Shabba. We just bless your business. We just say prosperity to you. May you prosper and go from strength to strength. Shandai. And not have any problems with your renting and with your venue in Jesus' name. We just seal that place for the presence of His glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I even see wax containers that keep multiplying. Sometimes He's just going to give you incredible provision. Jesus is going to cause creative miracles. Who of those of you in restaurant business? Anybody in a restaurant business? Anybody in restaurant business? Are you in hospitality? Waitering, lift up your hands. We just thank you for divine encounters, creative evangelism. We just thank you, God, for the many people that He touches and serves. Thank you that He brings the fragrance of heaven wherever He goes. Thank you, God. Bless the work of His hands, Lord. Thank you, Holy, Holy. Thank you. I wonder if we could just worship together even. Finn, I don't know if you have other stuff, but I'm going to teach you a really simple song. And I want you can come out, you can lay out, you can take your shoes off, you can lay down, you can lie under the chairs, you can do anything you like, really. Is that okay with your pastors? I've just checked and they're nodding vociferously. And I'm just going to teach you a really simple song and see what the Lord does from there. I know He wants to do some physical healing, but He may even do it while you're worshiping. And Finn, if at any time you feel something. Any direction. holy is the Lord Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, who was and is to come. To Him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever. Amen. Amen. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, who was and is to come. And from who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be praise and glory and glory and power forever. Amen. His glory is forever.
Praise goes up, glory comes down. Praise goes up, glory comes down. Praise goes up, glory comes down. Praise goes up and the glory comes down. Praise goes up and 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 glory comes down. I was born to praise you. I was born to praise you. I was born to praise you. I was born to praise you, yes. I was born to praise you. 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 I was born to worship. 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 Let everything that has breath praise Him. 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 Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Shumusamande. Kumusamanda. Seleramando sembendende. Oh. Thing, but we open up our mouths and God fills them. Keep your mouth shut, you're definitely going to stay sober, alright? But as Izzy often says, the church began intoxicated, and the more sober it got over the years, the more religious it became, the less effective it got. And I've just made a pact with Jesus to be as intoxicated as I can 24/7. I'm on an intoxication journey. You see, the everything that the world has is a counterfeit of the genuine. You heard of the drug called ecstasy? Well, it's a counterfeit. We got the real thing. Everything the world has to offer, the wine, the beer, the drugs, sexual intimacy, all those things. Many of them are the counterfeit of the real. God's got the real. He wants to fill us up. And that beautiful song that comes from the Song of Songs, where it says, He brought me into His banqueting house. That Hebrew word for banqueting house is the house of wine. His banner over me is love. And as we sing this song, as he got the song while we were actually in a school about 4 weeks ago, we did a glory school for 4 weeks. And as we began, she started leading worship the one night, just began this chord sequence. and the song just came out. She said, look, I haven't sung the song before, but this is how it goes. And it's just been, it's a drinking song. How many of you happy with a bit of drinking tonight? Come on. For some of you, it's been a long time between drinks. See, somehow when you get filled with God, everybody becomes your friend. You know, it's like you dance on the tables, you get a little bit freer, and God wants to fill us. This whole week about increasing glory is filling His church to overflow. It says they spilled out of the upper room. They spilled out. They were afraid. They were intimidated. They were just shy, fearful. When the Holy Spirit got hold of them, they spilled out of the upper room. We're going to spill out of this lower room today. I can't tell you how many times I carried Izzy out of this building. How many times we've carried each other out of church in Sydney. We just, the other night we were on the pavement outside our church at about 10:30 at night. You see, we just, everything in the world is counterfeiting. We just get together because God has His pleasure over us. You see, we have this Victorian idea that church ought to be very austere. Bollocks. Complete bollocks. It's just not true. It says at the right hand of God, there are pleasures forevermore. Oops. So what does pleasure feel like? You mean we should enjoy God? Well, the Westminster Catechism says the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. I'm going to live that out. I want to die happy. Amen. I'm going to enjoy the pleasures at the right hand of God. And so we're going to teach you a drinking song. And we're going to pray for the sick, but maybe the sick will get healed while we're drinking. Amen.
Woo! Brought me into the house of wine, and His banner over me is love. Brought me into the house of wine, and His banner over me is love.
There's no words. These are the words.
Brought me into the house of wine, and His banner over me is love. Brought me into the house of wine, and His banner over me is love.
Yes, it is.
He is good, and His love endures forever. He is good, and His love endures forever and ever. He brought me into the house of wine, and His banner over me is love.
Woo!
He brought me into the house of wine, and His banner over me is love.
Woo!
He is good, and His love endures forever.
Drink it up, drink it up, fill my cup. Oh, yes.
Taste and see that the Lord, He is good to me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good to me. Yes, taste and see,
yeah,
Lord, He's good to me. Yeah, taste and see,
woo,
that the Lord, He is good.
it's good to me, yeah, taste and see that the Lord, He is good to me, oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good to me, oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good to me, good to me. He is good, so good. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Intoxicate us, Lord.
Shama, ma, 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 ma.
You fill us with delight. Hey,
yeah.
We are delighted with you. We are delighted. Fill us with delight. Fill us with your pleasures at your right hand. You fill us with your pleasures at your right hand. Oh, you fill us with pleasures at your right hand. Oh, God, I'm at your right hand. I'm never going to leave.
A new song to the Lord. Ooh, ooh. Maybe the other instrumentalists come and join in. Steve just saw people just coming and joining in. So why don't the rest of you come and join in the song? Hey, 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 hey. Oh, hey, hey. Oh, oh, ah. Hey, hey, ah. Oh, oh, ah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That the Lord, He is good to me. Yeah, taste and see that the Lord, He is good to me. Yeah, taste and see that the Lord, He is good to me. Yeah, taste and see, yeah, that the Lord, He is good. He is good, He is good. Brought me into the house of wine, and His banner on me is love. He brought me into the house of wine, and His banner on me is love. Oh yes, brought me into the house of wine, and His banner on me is love. Yeah. Brought me into the house of wine, and His banner over me is love. Oh, yes. We'll be right back. and see that the Lord is good to me. Yeah, taste and see that the Lord is good to me. Yeah, taste and see that the Lord is good to me. Taste and see that the Lord is good to me. Good to me. You are good, you are good, Lord. Shea. Whoo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Drink, 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 drink. Mandala. It's never too late to have a happy childhood. Drink, 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 drink. Ring a ring of roses. Drink, 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 drink. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fill. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Let the glory come. Share it out, my na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Oh. That's it. Ha 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 ha. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Isn't that a sound of glory? Sound of the heavens? Sound of the angels? Sound of the instruments? Sound of love? New song, new songs, new songs, new songs. New songs, new songs. New songs, new songs. Shibi la 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 la. Heaven's down, heaven's down, heaven's down.
Living waters, heaven's down. Living waters flow.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and earth. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And my help cometh from the Lord, the King. And though I walk on this earth, and though I walk for many days, my help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. For thou art God, and you seated on the throne, and all nations will praise your name, and all kingdoms will cast their thrones for you. Vizia mi lamento de amore, la mia te garo te molo, lenghe shutiamo le gera, buene, bunghi la moshe longina.
Hey, ha, Shamamba, breath of God, 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 breath of God.
Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall, Jesus. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall, Jesus. Let your glory fall in this place. Let your glory fall. Fill me up. Let your glory fall. 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 Let your glory fall, Jesus. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall and fill this place, Jesus. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall, Jesus. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Rain
shall my son again. Thank you, Lord. Saying dry bones no more, dry bones no more. Lord, as the breath of life is on us, within us, that we are breathing life into our dry bones. God is breathing life, but He's using gifts to release life, to release breath, His breath again. And I felt a shift tonight as we began to worship. I heard sounds. I don't know if you heard voices. I heard voices. Maybe they were your voices, but they're pretty good. Sounded better than us. You know what I'm trying to say? And you guys are just releasing the glory over us. And you see, once you've visited that place, you can go there anytime. Once you know His address, you can visit Him anytime. Once you know that place, that place of the secret place, you can go there anytime. It's not restricted to Sundays. It's not restricted to meetings. It's not restricted to a certain holy place. There's no holy ground, just a holy people. Amen? And we found that place. We can visit that place anytime. And I felt what Izzy was prophesying over this church about the arts and about the prophetic and about the children. We need to say thank you, Father. There's a new sound of glory in this highway church, a new sound of glory on the highway. It's the Lord's highway. It's the highway of holiness. It's the highway of joy. It's the highway of healing. It's the highway of His anointing flowing. It's the highway of the oil of gladness. It's a highway. It's a new way. Amen. It's a new way. It's a new way. Old things are passed away. Cancel the old molds, the old, shapes that we were. And so, Lord, make me new. Give me a new step, a new dance. Give me a new sound. Amen. Can we say that tonight? I felt God has brought us to breathe life and to bring the church, the Highway Church, into another level of glory, another level of worship, another level of the prophetic, another level of healing. And each of us can go to those deeper levels. That's why the Ezekiel speaks about ankle, knee deep, waist deep. Well, you can choose the depth. Amen. If you keep walking, you're going to just get deeper. Amen. So we're on a journey of deeper, deeper still, deeper still, deeper still. And so just embrace the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, deeper still. Just say, Lord, deeper still. Intoxicate me, Jesus. Intoxicate me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
As we were worshiping at the back there, I just had a picture, a prophetic picture of the Lord bringing a sledgehammer and smashing the capstones that are on the wells of people's lives. There's this indwelling well that the Lord has placed in each of us, and He's wanting to smash the capstone that is stopping that from coming out. That well of life that He's birthed within us, He's wanting it to birth forth, to come forth, to pour out. And so I see the sledgehammer coming, and part of what He's done tonight is to come and to smash that capstone, whether it be something we've put out of our lives, somebody's spoken over our lives, or we've just the poor perception we have of who God is. He's come to smash that capstone tonight in your lives.
It's a good word. It's a good word. Thank you, Lord.
Your waters rise up, let your waters rise up.
your waters rise up. Let 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 your waters rise up, oh God. Take everything in its way, God. Everything in its way, God. Lord, have your way. Way of holiness is your way, your way. Make us a high highway of overflowing waters, of overflowing life, of overflowing waters, overflowing life, of overflowing waters, overflowing life. Let your waters break out.
Yes, Lord.
Let your waters break out.
Yeah.
Let your waters break out.
Break out. Break out.
Let your waters break out. It's a boy, it's a girl. Yes. It's a boy, it's a girl. Let your waters break out. It's your glory, Lord. Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Break out.
Let your waters break out.
Hey.
Let your waters break out.
Yeah.
Let your waters break out.
Yeah. Let your waters break
out. So refreshing in the presence of God. I want to bring your sleeping bag with, roll up in a corner somewhere, just spend the night. And but you know, like the proverb says, the mind can endure what the seed can, and we don't want to just miss anything that God's doing. But at the same time, we got Wednesday and Wednesday night, we've got Thursday and Thursday night, we've got Friday and Friday night, we've got Saturday, we've got Sunday. The bar's going to be open the whole week. Happy hour's just begun. But But the bell rang just now, which says, let's get some much needed rest and just lie on your bed tonight as you close your eyes. Let the angels of God minister to you. You muse in visions and pictures in your heart, in your room, and just live in the presence of God. Thanks, Iz. That was outstanding. Let's just give her a thanks and the Lord a praise. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Also to mention that Finn and Izzy have put some music together that's on CD. I got some on my iPod. I just love to take a walk. I tune in into some of the soaking music that's on the CDs. People say they see me walking around Westville with this big grin on my face. Well, now you know why. The secret's out. But those CDs are at the bookshop tonight. And there's some stock of those. So if you do want to pick one of those up on your way out, God bless you and see you in the week. Amen.